Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And we invite you on over to the website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features there. They're completely free, so head on over, freetalklive.com, and you get actually control the content of the site. Use the Submit Show Prep button to submit different links from around the web, whether it's fun stuff or interesting or scary or whatever. Whatever you think our listeners would enjoy seeing, you submit it to the website, and then there's this voting system that allows folks to vote up and down on the stuff they like or dislike, and the most voted up makes it to the front page. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Last hour, we were talking mostly about the Postal Service cutting back on pretty drastically, if you think about it, on their service level. They are cutting, they say they're cutting $3 billion out, but it's not made clear in this piece from CBS News Chicago whether or not that $3 billion is yearly or what. I'm going to guess it's yearly, but there's not really anything to go on there. So they're cutting a certain number out, and what they're doing is they're going to close down 250 of their 500 mail processing centers. They're going to shut down about 3,700 local post offices. So it's a serious reduction in buildings, but not a reduction in staff, because their claim is they're going to find jobs for every single one of those people. So therefore, they're not really doing too much to cut down the size of the organization. And despite all that, despite leaving all of those people employed, well, I don't know what it is they're going to be doing, because they're cutting back all the locations, but they're leaving everyone employed, but yet they're saying that the service level will be dropping. So it says in this piece that if mail takes a day now to get from point A to point B, that after they make these cuts, it'll take 2 to 3 days. So they're literally slowing themselves down by, you know, they're cutting their speed by 50% at least, if not more.
You have to wonder, like, where this genius idea came from. Like, a bunch of big, important businessmen sitting around in a table, you know what
I mean?
Well,
they're bureaucrats, not businessmen.
Right. I know, but you just picture it, right? This is a business, and we're trying to save it. I've got it. Let's deliver the mail slower than our competition.
Right, and keep everybody in this, you know, move everybody into new buildings and that they never worked before, and have them do what? I mean, if you've got, can you imagine? I mean, if you work at a warehouse where food is going out the door constantly, and, you know, people that are there get paid based on incentive to some extent, right? Like, they get paid based on what they pick and pack and ship out. And that's not your job, but there's that side of it. If you doubled the amount of workhouse or the warehouse workers, which you wouldn't do because they're doing a fine job as is, businesses don't have an incentive to do crazy stuff like that. But, I mean, that's essentially what they're doing. They're cutting their locations in half, but they're keeping everyone employed. So all the employees from store A are now coming over to store B, and they're going to make it take twice as long or three times as long to receive the first-class mail. Can you imagine what would happen if you brought twice as many food pickers in? You should have it done in twice the time.
Yeah.
It should be done faster. But no, it doesn't work that way. This is the Postal Service.
It's just such a crazy business model, and I think it's proof that the post office does not operate like a real business, because they would have gone under a long time ago.
Well, and so there's multiple reasons why they are like this. One is their government monopoly. They have a monopoly on first-class mail, meaning that mail that costs less than a dollar is considered first-class mail. There's a law, actually, on the books in D.C. that is prohibits you, if you wanted to start up your own shipping service and offer first-class mail and ship things for, you know, the same price or less than the Postal Service, you would be put out of business, because the cops would basically arrest you and you'd be charged with federal crime. That's what they did with Lysander Spooner back, was it the late 1800s, was it? Lysander Spooner? Was he 1800s or 1700s? I think it was the 1800s. Anyway, they don't like that competition stuff very much.
You know what? They remind me of the phone company, which I'm not old enough to remember the government phone company.
The Monopoly,
Ma
Bell.
But you see it in old movies, and John Stossel actually mentions it in Stupid in America, I think, where he makes the connection of why competition is a good thing. And he says that it used to be illegal to have an answering machine. like your own answering machine. It was illegal to have. It was there was a law in the books. It was called installing a foreign device, I
think.
And, you know, the telephones, they were all black. You had these operators. They were slow. They were inefficient. And eventually technology just improved so much that it put them out of business. They just couldn't keep up.
Well, at one point, the government did deregulate that, and they actually allowed competition, I think, in long distance.
And they couldn't
service.
Keep up.
Oh, you mean the original company, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and Mary Ruart talks about the phone monopoly in her book as well, Healing Our World. It's a very interesting story.
It, you know, it's like a fiction to me. I've only seen it in old movies,
yeah.
And I didn't experience it as a kid. I don't know anything about it except what I've heard. But that's what the post office reminds me of. It's like they're this slow, ancient being that's still around.
It's
for
a
some
dinosaur.
Reason They can't keep up. They're not even trying, are they?
They're just rolling in the tar pits in their death throes at this point. Look, here's another reason why the Postal Service is this way. They're delusional. Let me give you a quote from the post office guy here. This is Mark Reynolds, spokesman for the Chicago District of the Post Office, said the changes are being driven by a lack of revenue and volume. He says, in 2006, the good quote comes up after the numbers here. In 2006, we handled 213 billion pieces nationwide. Now that number's down to 170 billion. So that's a significant drop in the actual volume of mail that they're going through. And even though the growing use of email, social media, smartphones, and other technology for communication is a large part of what has led to the declining use of the Postal Service, Reynolds, the spokesperson, said postal officials aren't worried that more people will turn to the Internet because of slower mail delivery. This is just pure, unadulterated delusion. Quote, no, I don't think we're totally worried about that. The changes in itself aren't going to drive people further. What we're trying to do is put ourselves in the position to be profitable again. So he's just basically, he's saying that, no, this is fine. Everybody's going to be okay with us. We're going to cut the service back. We're going to slow ourselves down, drop from a day in service time to 2 to 3 days. And no, that's not going to encourage people to find other options.
I would be disturbed as an employee if my CEO got up and said something like this.
Yeah.
You know, I would be concerned about
right.
the state of my business.
This would be the equivalent of the general manager at McDonald's saying, you know, because here in Keene, we've got, don't they have two drive-through windows or something like that? I think they actually have two windows you can pull
maybe.
Up to. So it'd be like the GM saying, yeah, we're going to shut down one of those windows. Oh, yeah, I know. There's cars backing up already. Because, I mean, if it's busy at McDonald's,
yeah.
even with two windows, you've got a line of cars. Oh, yeah, we know it's going to mean that it's going to take twice as long for people to get their burgers. But they just love our burgers so much, they're going to keep coming for them. I mean, it's so crazy.
Does the post office really think that they have, like, a loyal customer base? Like, is there
right.
anyone out there who loves the post office?
That's what he seems to think. Even though his volume has dropped from, you know, 213 billion pieces to 170 billion in 5 years, even though they're, you know, they're delivering, let's see, 260 down, that's almost 100 billion that they're down. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So they're continuing on completely delusionally, thinking that cutting their service isn't going to result in people finding other options. Because if it's taking longer to use the post office, think about all the folks on eBay, for instance, that are selling products that are, you know, wanting to get things from point A to point B, and they're wanting to do it at the lowest possible price. Well, the prices are going to go up. They're raising prices in January. So that's going to be one factor that's going to encourage them to take another look at FedEx. And then the fact that it's going to take longer to deliver the products is going to be another factor that's going to make people take another look at FedEx and coming up with other options for getting their product to their customers. But he says we're not totally worried about that. Even for those who rely so much on the Internet, says here they're willing to use the Postal Service a little more regularly. Tyler Heron, one of their customers, says, I'll continue to mail things, and if it has to be 2 days later, 3 days later, I'll still come here and do it because you've got to support them. So apparently there are some fans, Julia.
That's awesome. I bet they're 70 years old.
Yeah, that's not made clear how old Tyler is. 1-855-453 is the number here.
I feel like your grandfather would have had to be the postmaster for you to feel that way.
In addition, it does say here that a total of 100,000 postal workers could lose their jobs. So one point they're saying they're going to keep all their jobs. Now they're saying 100,000 might lose their jobs. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. Do you work for the Postal Service? What do you think about these changes that are coming up? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Show is Free Talk Live. It is called that because you are free to call in and talk about anything. And we're live every single day of the week. 7 days a week, we're here for you. You can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have, including the mobile site. You get access to our live streams and podcast if you go to m.freetalklive.com. Quick stuff for those on mobile phones. M, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. And of course, if you've got a fancy enough mobile phone, you can always just go to our regular site and use that too. But the M site gets you that quick access, m.freetalklive.com. Now, Vaporsmiths, we've been telling you about their product, and I am pretty excited about it, and I've never been a cigarette smoker. I just think the e-cigarette is one of the coolest things ever invented. It is safer than using tobacco. It's, in fact, much better than using tobacco in so many different ways. You don't have to leave where you are. Unless you're in Boston now. They're outlawed in Boston. But aside from that, oh, you hadn't heard that, Julie?
Oh, I heard. Oh,
okay. So, but most places, you can use the e-cigarette. You can stay inside at your favorite bar or restaurant. Use the e-cigarette. In fact, it's not going to make your clothes stink. It's not going to make your house stink.
When I was reading this article, my favorite part of reading articles like this is the comments. And there was a gentleman on there.
On the Boston thing?
Yep. There was a gentleman on there who said that he smoked the e-cigarette, or I guess it's not really smoking.
You're vaping it.
Yeah. Vaping the e-cigarette while his in the delivery room while his wife was giving birth, and the doctors really liked it.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's a great product, and Vaporsmiths has a really good one. You can go to vaporsmiths.com. It's one of the best-made e-cigarettes out there. 855-2-GET-VAPOR is their phone number, vaporsmiths.com. So you're going to save money. Because the average pack-a-day smoker is going to save $120 a month with the e-cigarette. So that's for me, that would be a huge incentive to switch. But on top of that, it's going to be better for you, and you've got more convenience in using it. I mean, there really is no reason not to try this product, especially considering how affordable it is. You get free shipping on orders over $60 at Vaporsmiths.com, and you'll get a free starter kit, which includes the charger and includes two different Vaporsmiths e-cigarettes. So you've always got one. If you need to charge one, you'll have one charged. I mean, you're good to go at all times with this kit. So you get the free starter kit if you purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. So use our coupon code FTL when you buy at least 40 cartomizers. Get your free starter kit and get started. The flavors, I didn't even mention that. They've got all kinds of neat flavors. They've got stuff that tastes like cigarettes you might be familiar with, like Turkish and Reds. And they've also got tasty stuff like vanilla and strawberry and cherry. So head on over. Oh, and different levels of nicotine, too. So you can start on the full level and work your way down and kind of wean yourself off of nicotine with it if you want. So, again, vaporsmiths.com, code FTL. As we continue here, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. We've got Kelvin on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, good evening, Ian and Julia.
Hello.
What's
hey,
on your mind?
Hi there. Hey, guys. I wanted to plug my poll I put up on the Free Talk Live message board a little bit because I'm not getting much response, and I think it makes some good discussion material, too. I've heard the Scott the Bigot call in probably half a dozen times now in my listening career, and I just can't quite figure out if he's for real or if he's actually just pulling everybody's leg and just enjoying tweaking everybody.
You know, there have been people who've been saying this for a long time about Scott the Bigot. They don't believe he's real. Julia, what do you think?
I don't know. I kind of feel bad for him because I feel like you're mean to him, and he seems like a nice guy except for the bigot thing.
Except for the fact that he hates people who
right,
aren't
but like,
white.
But when he talks, he's
Christian
so friendly
males.
Sounding, and so I don't know. Maybe he is faking.
I don't think so. I think he's real.
Can I run off some of my thoughts on this?
Sure, please.
I put this in the poll, arguing. You know.
So there's a poll up on the BBS about this?
Yeah, I put one up there, and only two people have responded
okay.
to it. I'm interested in having people that actually listen to the show go and give their input. Anyway, one of the items, he seems to be of average to above average intelligence, and most people in the neo-Nazi, white power, skinhead type movements that I've been exposed to have been very uneducated and not very intelligent. He has reasonably good oral communication skills.
Okay, look, as you go down
people.
The list, let's respond to each, if you don't mind.
Right.
So yes, he certainly seems intelligent, but I would say he's not involved in a skinhead movement because he stays in his basement and lives in his mom's house. So, like, he never leaves. He's not involved in any kind of
See,
movement.
That right there makes me feel like it's not true.
You don't think that's true? What?
Well, I feel like that's part, like, that's funny, right? Like, I'm a guy who lives in my mom's basement. Like, I don't think most people are so...
I said that he lives in his basement.
Oh, okay.
But he does live with his mom.
Yeah.
He does live with his mom. His mom actually picked up the phone one day. when he was on the air with us. Which, you know, here's my position on it. If Scott the Bigot is not real, it's some of the most brilliantly, like, consistent level of basically just phone pranking that has ever occurred.
Well, I mean, that's good, because the prankers that we have otherwise are awful.
But he's not funny. I mean, he's not. He's despicable. And it's just one of the most consistent characters we've ever had on the show. And it would be exhausting, I would think, to be a character like that, where you just have to exude hate at every moment of your being. Anyway, go ahead, Kelvin, with your other points.
Yeah, he may consider himself some kind of performance artist or something. And I wasn't meaning to imply that he was a skinhead or anything. I just meant people that subscribe to those types of beliefs. Another one, he has reasonably good oral communications, and that also goes against the examples that I've seen of people of that persuasion. He's persistent and does not get upset during the banter with you guys. If he really has so much hate, I'd expect him to, like, lose his control sometimes. Did you want to respond to that, or...?
I'll respond when I feel it's appropriate at this point. I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
I mean, you're making interesting points. I find it hard to assail him as somebody who's not real. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
He sold me on it. I mean, why would you want to... Why, as someone who's playing a character... I mean, we've had character callers from the beginning on this show, and some of them have been brilliant and hilarious. Cobra Commander comes to mind as one of the more recent ones, but even in our early days, we had people. And then over time, there were some people who were so silly, we wondered if they were real or not, like Walt. Of course, there was Paula, who I believe was completely
real. John the Homeless Man.
John, he's real. John the Homeless Guy is real. But there were some people that are totally fake, like Gay Chris. He called back in the early days of the show, and that was before we were even syndicated. We've had some great callers who were characters, but to run a character that's just so hateful, why would you do it? I mean, it's not fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
What is the actor getting out of this?
Because it obviously drives you mad.
But it doesn't drive me. Let me give you an example. Scott the Bigot, he's such a chronic caller to the show. So we have certain rules about how calls are taken on Free Talk Live. And, you know, you can call and talk about anything. But if you become a chronic caller, meaning you're calling every night or you're calling several times a week, and especially if you're Scott the Bigot, who is a predictable chronic caller. So it'd be one thing if you were calling regularly and talking about different things. But Scott calls and it's always the international Jews and da-da-da-da, something Jews this, blacks, mostly Jews. And so when Scott calls in, I'll make him wait sometimes, just because I'd rather talk to other people. I'd rather talk to other people, and everybody knows what Scott the Bigot's going to say. So, not only is Scott the Bigot one of the most dedicated, like, on-message callers of all time, if he's faking it, but he's also been sitting on hold the entire show tonight. So I'll tell you what, I'll bring you on with Scott here in a moment if he sticks with us here, and you can talk to him. More with this in a moment.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now, because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beefs, too. Chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got the archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can download as many of them as you would like at freetalklive.com, so enjoy those. Coming up February 23rd through the 26th, we will be at the Liberty Forum. Well, Julia, I don't know if you're confirmed for it yet, but you're certainly invited to come. Free Talk Live will be there, and many of our co-hosts will be in attendance. But it's not an event about Free Talk Live. It's just that we like to go out there and do remote broadcasts from there because it's a great event. And I don't charge the Free State Project for doing the remote. Basically, you know, they put us up in a hotel room for the effort. Normally when you go and you do a remote somewhere, it's pretty expensive if you hire a nationally syndicated radio show, but I do it because I think the Free State Project is a really great idea, and I think the Liberty Forum and their other event, which happens during the summertime, Pork Fest, are two incredible events where it gives people an excuse to come up here and to experience New Hampshire and to see what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who want to be free, and who not only want to be free, but are willing to do something about it, willing to pick up their lives and move across the country in some cases. Julia, you and I moved from Florida a few years ago. Some have moved from California. Others are moving from around the world to come here and get active for liberty. And so the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is one of two events that gives you the chance to kind of connect with this community, to meet a lot of the people that are already here, to meet others who are like you, maybe, and considering moving here, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can get signed up there and use our coupon code FTL2012, and that will save you 10%. Now, I believe the early bird registration phase has passed at this point. So you're going to pay a little bit higher price because you waited. You waited. They announced their big speakers at this point. Peter Schiff was the latest announcement. And, of course, if you're familiar with him, he's of EuroPAC, I believe it is, Pacific. Anyway, he does investment advice and has been, you know, had predicted the downturn economy, just like Ron Paul did. So Peter Schiff will be there. In fact, he's going to be doing a seminar of some sort on Friday, and then after that we'll be giving the keynote speech, and there'll be a banquet dinner and everything. So you can go to, again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get signed up. Use our discount code FTL2012, and come for as much of the weekend as you can. It's going to be a long weekend. It starts actually on Thursday the 23rd, goes through Sunday the 26th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, loaded up with stuff to do. Keynote speeches, banquet dinners, luncheons. You've got all kinds of speeches. Panel discussions will be scheduled. The schedule has yet to be announced, so that's still to come. But some of the speakers have, so you're gonna hear from people like Peter Schiff, John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime, Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, Jody Emery, who's a longtime friend of Free Talk Live, will be there from CannabisCulture.com. She's one of our Shrine of Female Listeners members, and we talk to her from time to time about her husband, Mark, who is currently in a federal prison cell for the horrible crime of selling seeds on the Internet. So she'll be there to update us on Mark's situation and see what it's like to be in New Hampshire. She's never been to New Hampshire before, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Word is there's a 420 celebration that's been scheduled for the Liberty Forum this year to reprise what happened back in 2010, where Nashville police cracked down hard and made multiple arrests at the 420 celebration that happened that year. So it should be interesting to see how that goes this time around. It's a great time, whether you want to get in, whatever you want to get involved in, whether it's the State House tour, going to the luncheons. I mean, there's so much to do, and it's the best part about it is being around the people. It's being around the liberty-minded people that there's nothing quite like it. So come on out to the Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/libertyforum, as we go back to Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you were talking about Scott the Bigot. He is one of the chronic callers to Free Talk Live, and he has for years been calling the show and spouting his bigotry. And I don't really know what his intentions are. I'm not sure if he's trying to convert people to being bigots, or if he just likes the fact that he can get on the air consistently on one show and be able to spout his hatred. I'm not sure, but he does continue to call, and that's why he gets special treatment as a caller. And when I say that, he gets special treatment in that I won't put him on the air right away like I will with most callers. Mostly, you know, once we get done speaking on the topic and we go to the phones, anybody can get on. But in Scott's case, I've been making him wait the entire show here tonight.
So it sounds to me like your hatred for Scott the Bigot,
I don't hate Scott.
I pity
him.
Is the same as Scott's hatred for the lizard Jews.
No, I don't hate Scott. I pity Scott. I feel sorry for Scott. I'm sad for Scott that Scott's life is, presuming he's for real, and I think he is, I feel sad that Scott's life is so empty, that it's so unfulfilled, that he is, living in his mom's house, that he hates people who look different from him, that he hates people who aren't, white Christian males, which is essentially what he is, and that's his life, is to just cloister himself away from the world and hate people. There's no reason for me to hate somebody like that. So Scott's on the line here. Let's bring him on. Scott, are you there?
Good evening.
You've been waiting very patiently, Scott, and now you're on with Kelvin, who doesn't believe you're real.
You know, Kelvin, I heard you say something very interesting that caught my attention. Why don't I get on the air and show more hatred? First of all, people are not going to listen to you if you're screaming all the time. They're just going to tune you out. You have to speak in a coherent, reasonable manner. Otherwise, they're not even going to waste the time of day with you.
Hey, Scott, what are your goals anyway in calling talk radio? Because we know that you don't just call this show. You've been heard calling Glenn Beck. You've been heard calling Stephanie Miller. So you've called other talk shows as well and spewed your hatred. Are you trying to convert people, or what are your goals?
I'm not looking for recognition. Believe it or not, I'm not. This is what my ambition is. My ambition is to educate America. I'm just one person. That's all I am. To what's going on in the United States, that we do indeed live under a Zionist-occupied government.
Are you hoping that that people will believe you and begin hating other people? Is that your intention?
No. The people will listen to the message and understand why America is the way that it is.
Does anyone ever agree with you? I mean, when you call the other shows, because certainly you don't get agreement on this show. You get, taken down in as many pegs as possible by Free Talk Live. Do you ever find national talk show hosts saying, yeah, Scott, I want to hear more about your beliefs?
Most people put me down.
Yeah, well, that's because you're despicable.
That doesn't bother me at all, because I'll tell you why. You see, we live in a world, especially in the United States, where everything has to be a soundbite. Everything has to be to satisfy people's. We just like we get food at McDonald's in a drive-thru, we have to satisfy our.
The drive-through hatred guy. So tell you what, Scott, I want to make sure Kelvin gets in here with some things that he has to say, or perhaps questions he has for you, Kelvin.
Scott, first of all, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
You.
And what I would like you to do is, I'd like you to assure, swear, or affirm to the audience on your honor as a member of the white race. That you truly believe that the things that you're telling us, that, you know, about Zog and the mud people and all these things, that you're sincere in that and that you're not just calling to pull our legs. And I want you to state that on your honor as a member of the what you consider to be the highest order of the human genome or what have you.
Yes, I swear on my honor.
Like a fake caller is going to like not be able to do that, Kelvin?
Well, I suppose that's true, but I mean, he sounded sincere to me.
Here you go. What kind of fake caller is going to stay on hold for an hour and a half just so he can spew the same old rhetoric that he's constantly spewing? I mean, it's very unbelievable that Scott could be fake. Hey, Scott, thanks for the call tonight. We're done with you for now. And, Kelvin, I think you said you had something else. We'll bring you back right quick here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Certainly he wasn't expecting to talk to Scott the Bigot when he called in. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And I mentioned SACL CAI. It's a company that knows how to do collections. They do it with respect. They want to resolve issues for your customers, so they can keep being your customers in the future. You don't want to get rid of them. You just want them to make sure they, you know, make the payments and then keep buying your stuff down on into the future or buying your services. You can go and learn more about SACL CAI through their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Longtime supporters of Free Talk Live and major supporters, Jason Osborne behind SACL CAI, a major supporter of the Liberty Movement. So thanks to SACL CAI. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Let's go to Donnie listening in Michigan. Donnie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I was wondering if you can tell me who does that Porcupine Realtor song.
That would be Hannah Hoffman, or Hanarchist,
okay, that's
as
I thought it was,
she's called.
I heard her once on the She Talk Live.
Yeah, she's Hannah's a very talented musician and nice young lady. She does the Mark Warden song, and she also does the theme song for Pork Therapy, which is another fun show at porktherapy.com.
I love it. I love that stuff. I always sing along with that song when it comes on, and when I finally memorize the words, I get stuck in my head.
That's good. That's a good jingle. I mean, you get a jingle stuck in your head. That's gonna hopefully stick the advertiser in your head as well. And then, you know, when you think about realty, you'll think about Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor.
Hey, also, you took the wiki away.
Yeah, so sorry about that. Nobody was using the thing.
Yeah.
So
I liked it.
the market had spoken. You're talking about the Free Talk Live wiki. For those that do not know, and I doubt very many people know, because hardly anyone was using it, you know, once Wikipedia hit the scene, it was like a big deal. You know, Wikipedia, it still is. Wikipedia is huge, obviously. But everybody had to have a wiki then, and so Free Talk Live decided to jump on the bandwagon. And we thought it would be a cool idea to, you know, let the Free Talk Live listeners create a website, basically, for us. And so the Free Talk Live wiki came before the new redesigned Free Talk Live website. And indeed, it was a good idea, I think, for a short time. I mean, people came in there and they created all kinds of pages.
You know what happened is Triddle went away. That's why the Free Talk Live Wiki is no more.
You mean one of the people that
there was...
There was
a guy who was like on there every day. He was very active in the Wiki community.
There were a few people that were pretty active. In the beginning, it was fairly active, and it just kind of trailed off over time. And I guess maybe it's because it, you know, I don't know why, but people decided to stop. And if people stop tending to a Wiki, that tends to mean that the few people that will come around will have an undue amount of control over it. So, you know, you can have one person come in and really screw things up if people aren't around to kind of keep an eye on things. Like on Wikipedia, there's enough people eyeballing it at all times to make sure everything stays A-OK, but it wasn't the same thing for the Free Talk Live Wiki. So I made the decision that it was time to pull it, and I did make a different choice this time around. There was one time, like a year ago, where I deleted a bunch of posts off the Free Talk Live forum just to purge out a whole... It was just getting really big. And so we purged out a bunch of posts, and that really upset, like, one person. And that one person threw a hissy fit about it. And I realized that, you know, maybe I could have done that a little more tactfully. So this time, when we took the Wiki down, we actually archived the entire thing. And so it's... All the content still exists. It's all in a zip file on the Free Talk Live BBS. And people can... Someone could, in theory, download that zip file, upload it to their own copy of MediaWiki on their own server, and relaunch the Free Talk Live Wiki. So there's no reason why it couldn't come back if someone really did give enough of a damn about it.
I did download the file, but I don't know how to do all that.
You got to have some tech geek IT wizard handle that for you. I couldn't tell you what to do with it.
Well, the real point of my call was, you know how you're always talking about... you abandon the term libertarian because it's loaded with baggage, and anarchist obviously is explosive.
Yeah,
and,
to say the least.
Run by you, autocrat, because I think that's the term that describes me best.
That sounds horrible. What is it?
I am an autocracy. I'm not part of any percentage. I'm 100% me.
So you believe autocrat means you're 100% you. I guess anything with the word crat after it sounds icky to me.
Yeah, it does, but I don't know. I think it... I don't know.
Autocrat, an absolute ruler, especially a monarch who holds and exercises the powers of government as by inherent right, not subject to restrictions. Definition 2, a person invested with or claiming to exercise absolute authority. 3, a person who behaves in an authoritarian manner, a domineering person. I don't know if I would want that label
like that.
For myself. Yeah. That's not a good one. How about... I like voluntarist. I like consensualist.
Yeah.
I like those two. Julia, what do you think?
Okay, well,
I like me.
Me. That's always a fair one. If you don't have a label, then people can't pigeonhole you, right?
Yeah, I don't like labels.
Sure.
There you go.
We're all individuals.
Donnie, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I kind of feel like that's a cop-out to some extent, Julia.
Do you want me to give you a label?
Well, no. I mean, if that's what you want, if you want to be you, that's fine. I just feel like if you're in a conversation with somebody, it's nice to be able to throw something out for them so they can learn more about it, like it later on their own. Like, well, I'm a voluntarist. Well, what's that? You can give them a little bit about it. And if they wanted to, they could go look up voluntarism and learn more about it. But I don't know. Maybe there's value to that. Maybe there's not. Maybe you're right. Maybe that you shouldn't use labels.
You can use labels if you want.
Obviously, I can.
I just don't like it. I mean, I just, you know, I'm an individual. I have my beliefs, and if I feel like it's appropriate to talk about my beliefs with somebody, I certainly do. If I don't, I keep them to myself.
That's fair enough. 855-450-FREE. That's the way that, you know, things should be. Let's go to Michael listening in Spokane. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael. I don't think you should push your beliefs on anyone.
I agree.
Michael?
Hello, Ian.
Hey. You're on with Ian and Julia. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I'm kind of doing a follow-up call on my court case I called in a few months ago about. It was a $1,000 traffic ticket.
Whoa, what was it for?
I think Mark was here. You might have been in jail.
Well, give me a recap. What was it?
It was first, I wrecked my car in a ditch. The cop wasn't even there. He showed up afterwards, gave me... two tickets. One, my car wasn't registered, so they gave me a non-registration ticket and a reckless driving ticket. even though he wasn't there and he didn't see me. There was no witnesses.
Okay.
And this was in Nevada, so those two tickets came out to be $1,000. And
so unregistered vehicle and reckless driving, was it?
Yeah.
Wow. $1,000. Now, that's the standard fine for these things, or have you been caught for these before in the past and they, like, jacked them up on you?
No, I know. I guess that's it in Nevada.
Huh. Okay. So what happened?
In Nevada, they're also misdemeanors. Traffic violations are misdemeanors.
Oh, my. So you're facing jail time, then?
Yes, I didn't pay the fine, yeah.
Got it. So tell me, what happened?
So I went into court, I pled not guilty, and, planned to fight it all the way. And then I guess about a month later, which was a couple weeks before my court date, I got a call from the district attorney with a settlement, which would remove all the points off my license, and it was going to be a $100 ticket instead of $1,000.
It's not a bad plea deal, I mean, all things considered, and especially considering you're dealing with a faraway thing. I mean, you're calling from Spokane, Washington, right?
Yeah, I was living in Nevada at the time.
Ah, okay, all right. So in order to go to court on this, you'd have to travel however many hundreds of miles that is to go to Nevada.
Yep. Yeah.
So did you take the deal?
Oh, yeah, I took the deal.
I don't blame you. As far as I'm concerned, there's a right time and a wrong time to not take the take the plea deal. And I think the right time to not take it is to when you're with others who are also not taking it, and you're like in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And I think that otherwise it's a smart move to not take the first deal and, like you said, wait them out and then wait until they come back with a second deal, which will be a better offer, or a third deal, or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what you did.
So I'm calling about something else, too. Something happened to me this last weekend, and I ended up in jail.
Oh, no. And what was that?
So it was on Saturday. I was riding my bike along the side of the street, and I happened to ride past this cop shop, and I was, I'm a young kid, and on my bike, I like to jump over stuff. So
tell you what, hold that thought. We'll find out about your jail story in a moment here. Riding a bicycle, ended up in jail.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what you could do on a bike that would be jail-worthy, but we'll find out. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything that you want. Hour 3 is on the way, still to come. There's a drink, apparently, that helps cure hangovers. It's pretty upsetting to some people. Julia's going to tell us about it. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.